Thank you for joining us at fourthstream.com today.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I always get a kick out of spending time with you, Bernadette.
Yeah, thanks. I found it not uncommon to hear females voice the feeling of, how did God come up with femininity if he's a male? And like, where do his female qualities lie? And while I've never really struggled a whole lot with this, I've sort of trusted it to the file of mysteries. And while I believe that it was very good, hubba hubba, for Adam to have Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Just what do we bring to this whole equation besides the things that, you know, sometimes we get teased a bit in a way for that makes women seem tiresome. You know, having a need to communicate. We enjoy romance.
Women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Just exactly that. So I think I speak for a lot of females. Does God find these things tiresome? And where do we fit in with the Godhead?
Well, I have, and I kind of discovered this a few years ago. I was reading through and I thought, why is wisdom called her? Mm-hmm. And I've really spent a lot of time meditating on that. And that's what we're talking about, Lady Wisdom, today, because female, the concept came from somewhere. It's more than just, you know, having somebody that's better than a male, which you guys are.
Well, no, it's not that. But it's that there is some kind of a mystery. I have always known that God must have female qualities. He can't make something that he doesn't have a quality of.
Yeah.
But until we discovered this Lady Wisdom, it was a little bit like, but where is it?
Okay, so you've got God the Father, mm-hmm. and you've got God the Son, and you've got the Holy Spirit. And then you got wisdom, which is called a her. And I'm thinking that whatever that looks like in heavenly places, that's the family. That's mm-hmm. how the family, and that's why we are family. You know, God made everything to be tied into family because he is family. And so that's mm-hmm. really been a helpful thing to me and opened up my understanding to how God has made females and where they fit together with males. And that from a spiritual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. There are several things in this proverb that I love about wisdom. And then you jotted some questions to think about. Do you care which direction we go first?
No, not at all. Okay. I just love the whole subject.
Okay. So,
because I love you, babe.
Oh, in the first several verses, it says, it just seems clear that wisdom is not hiding. It's not hard to find if we listen and want to have it. And
no, also, she's yelling in the streets.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, she's taken her stand at the busiest intersection, right in the city square where the traffic is thickest, and she's shouting.
which directly answers the question about being smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's smarter than wisdom, and why? I mean, it doesn't look very good when you see the contrast between men related to wisdom and women related to wisdom as far as the
pretty
analogy.
Pretty much the same, yeah. You'll recognize this as true. Truth-ready minds will see it at once. Prefer my life disciplines over chasing after money and God knowledge over a lucrative career. And that's really hard because we live in this world and the wisdom is a little bit unseen until you know how to look for it, but riches are just so easy to see.
Well, it's not like riches are good or evil. They're used for good and evil, but they can become the focus of our lives, and we think that they are what bring us meaning. And, you know, the Bible is full of examples of people who didn't take it with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The second chunk of verses talk about how good counsel and common sense are virtues of wisdom. It allows leaders to legislate fairly and with uprightness, and along with it comes a good reputation, riches, honor, and a full life. And it's really clear in these verses. Do you want to read them, or do you want me
to? Well, the second paragraph here, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, kind of in the middle of it.
I want to just do the intro part of that second paragraph, because I get such a kick out of it. You know, you typically read the Message, which is a different translation of the Bible. I read a New American Standard. We have different reasons for that, but now, you know, in my Bible program, I have the two side by side because I love the read of this. Check this out. I am Lady Wisdom. I live next to Sanity. Knowledge and discretion live just down the street. So
nice neighbors.
Yeah, they're nice neighbors. The fear of God means hating evil. So what's interesting about this translation is Lady Wisdom, Sanity, Knowledge, and Discretion are all capitalized because he's trying to get across the strength of what the passage is teaching about identity. And Lady Wisdom lives right in the middle of all of these different characters.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's all about discovery, isn't it?
I know it is. Good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. I am both insight and the virtue to live it out. With my help, leaders rule and lawmakers legislate fairly. And with my help, governors govern along with all in legitimate authority. And then a couple of verses later, wealth and glory accompany me. Also, substantial honor and a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary, even a very big salary.
Well, you know, it's easy to forget about Solomon. You see him in the biblical context of who he is, the greatest king perhaps in wealth that has ever existed, actual wealth on the face of the earth. And you forget about the fact about what was entrusted to him. And you also forget about the fact that his kingdom was one of peace.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a peacetime king that ruled over lots of peoples, it wasn't all about war, which in history, mm-hmm. that's not always true.
Mm-hmm.
Usually despots are the ones that rule in peace because they have conquered everyone.
And Solomon had asked for wisdom, and so he got wisdom, and he got all the wealth that went with it. He just didn't keep pursuing it.
Right. No.
The last set of verses is a reminder. Oh, are we on the third? Sorry. The third set of verses is wisdom explaining that she's been here since long before the earth got its start. And I think these verses are so cool. I was brought into being a long time ago, well before earth got its start. I arrived on the scene before ocean. Yes, even before springs and rivers and lakes. Before mountains were sculpted and hills took shape, I was already there, newborn. But then toward the end of it, I love this. I just love this. Day after day, I was there with my joyful applause, always enjoying mm-hmm. his company, delighted with the world of things and creatures, and this part, happily celebrating the human family.
In one of the passages where wisdom is talking, she says, I was there at the beginning.
Yes.
I was there from the beginning. And what a beautiful statement about the female part of how God has made the world, that the wisdom of God is encapsulated in a vision and a view of a female, and she was there as the earth was created. Now, you talk about having things in phase when it comes to who men and women really are. I mean, come on.
It's true. And I think it stems from, because we don't look back that far, we look at Adam and Eve being created
mm-hmm.
rather than female being there
yeah.
since the beginning.
Right.
The beginning.
Yeah, well, and even if you take that analogy, and I don't want to go too far with this, but just that whole idea of he looked at Adam and everything was good, except it was not good for the man to be alone. Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is some kind of companionship that happens between our perfect God and wisdom. I'm sure he, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure she proceeds out of him just like the Son proceeded out of him, because he is everything. He's our Father. But think about that. I mean, if that's how deeply the female part of things
it's
of Lady Wisdom
God.
Is
uh-huh.
close to God's heart.
Cool. The last set of verses is a reminder that when we find wisdom, we find life and God's favor or God's pleasure. And a couple of the verses say, those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. You're a blessed man, a blessed woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work.
So I'm thinking as I'm wrapping these thoughts up right now in my mind, and I'm thinking about Solomon. He was a peacetime king. Was he a success at what he did?
Well, yes, in some ways, in a lot of ways.
A lot of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, really from that whole idea about making something of yourself
mm-hmm.
out of your life, he was successful beyond wildest dreams. When he describes his kingdom and the things that he built and whatever.
The things he understood, biology, chemistry, everything.
Yeah, had people coming to him from all over the earth to see and to just look at his wisdom and at
mm-hmm.
the works that he did. So in all of those things, he really was a complete success. And yet it's hard to believe that the fundamental things, the fundamental voice of wisdom, he wasn't able to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, his heart was drawn away to idols.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, almost just, it just crushes me to think about that kind of success, which, I mean, that in and of itself is a lesson to us about
mm-hmm.
what is true success and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.